Kof Hei Nissen, 21st of April, Rabbi Moshe Rokach, Inyone Parshas Shemini.
So this week's Parshas, Parshas Shemini. Parshas Shemini, Chazal tell us, was one of the greatest days in the history of Klal Yisrael. The day that the Shechinah came down, Chodesh Nissan, Rashi brings out the Parsha Sorah, a Torah, Notel Boi Beyoiv, Raisa, Say the Oilam, Ten Torahs, it was the first day of the week, the first day of the Chodesh, the first day the Shechinah came down. In many ways, it was the first day, one of the greatest days in the Yiddish history, the Shechinah came down. And there was a special set of Kabbalahs that were Makriv, and for anybody, it's a very, very complicated parsha. The Kabbalahs are very complicated. For those which know and for those which don't know. So I'm going to try and tap on maybe three oras on the parsha, which are negea and the understanding here of the inyonim of the Yom HaShemini. The pasuk starts off, Vayhi b'Yom HaShemini kor Moshe la'Aron levon zikni Yisrael, v'yom el Aaron, and Moshe told Aaron, kach lecha, take all these Kabbalahs v'hakrev. And we learned the parsha, it would seem like all the kabbalas were all bought by Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, he had the mitzvah of Akrovis Hayyub. But it's Bechlan not Poshet. The parsha and the end of parsha is Bikudei. Let's be makdim a brief akdoma. The Hakamas of Mishkan didn't start a Yom Shemini Lemiluim. It started with Shiva Simi Miluim. Chav Gimel Adar until Rish Chodesh Nissen for 7 days. The Torah tells us in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Tzivoy, and in Parshas Tzav, last week's Parsha, the Torah said it actually happened. Moshe put up the Mishkan every morning, it was Makriv, a set of Kabbalahs, and he took it down again. And for 7 days he did that, day in and day out. Yom HaShemini, that was the peak, that was the 8th day of Chodesh Nissen, and now it was set up permanently. In Sof Parshas Pikudei, the Pasuk says, Vaidaba Hashem al Moshe Leimai, Biyoim HaChodesh HaRishon, the first month of Nisan, Be'echel HaChodesh, the first of Nisan, Tokim Yishu Direct, Es Mishkan El Moyed, V'sam Tushram Etzor Ne Eidus, V'emes Es HaShulchan, you should bring the Shulchan, V'racht Es Ekoi, you should do the Arichas Lechem Aponim, V'emes Es HaMenoira, you should bring the Menoira, V'emes Es Nereseya, you should be Malik Neneiris. It would look like in the Pesukim that Moshe has the Tzivit to do it. And the Pasuk carries on by it. In Shishi there, Parshas Pikudei, Vayhi b'chodesh rishon, b'shana ha'shenis b'echel ha'chodesh, and it was on the first of Nisan, Hukam ha'mishkan, the Mishkan was erected. Vayokim Moshe is a Mishkan, Moshe put up the Mishkan. And the Torah carries on, Vayitin is a shulchan b'oil moyet, Vayarach olav erech lechem, Moshe was besad of the lechem aponim. Vayosim is a menorah, Vayal aneiris. Vayosim is mizbachazov, Vayaktil of Torah samim. So it seems like Moshe was makriv all the Kabbalahs on Yom Shemini Lemilum. And Rashi there asks the question. Says Rashi, Sof Pikudei, Af b'yom Shemini Lemilum, on the 8th day of Milum, Rish Chodesh Nissan, this week's Pasha, Shehi yom HaKomis HaMishkan, Shemesh Moshe, Vehikriv Kabbalah Sibba, Moshe was makriv the Kabbalah Sibba. Chutz ma'oysech Nistava Aaron b'yom Shenema and Pasha Shemini Kavel HaMizbeach. So Rashi makes a distinction between the Kabbalah's Tzibor of every single day, the general Avoida, the Tomid, the Neiris, which Moshe Rabbeinu did on the 8th day, to the Kabbalah's, which were the special Kabbalah's Yom HaShemini, this week's Pasha, which Aaron did. So when we learn Pasha Shemini, according to Rashi, we have to remember there was two things going on. Aaron was being makir of the Kabbalah's of Zabui Bayoim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was being makir of the Kabbalah's Tzibor. However, the Mefarshim of Tzmiah on Rashi, from Sukkim later in the Pasha. In this week's Sedra, later on, the Pasuk tells us, Ve'esirachatos, Torosh, Torash Moshe. The Sirachatos, Moshe inquired about. Why was it being burnt? Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Sirachatos was put up on fire. And he asked Aaron, why is it being burnt? And Rashi's Mazbe there, Tzigamor Zvachim Davkuf Aleph, that this Sirachatos was the Sirach Shchodesh. Because as we said, Yom Shemini Lemilum was a Shchodesh Nissen. And Rish Chodesh, we have a mitzvah musafin to bring a carbon seer Rish Chodesh, a chattas Rish Chodesh. And this chattas was being burnt. Moshe asked, why is it being burnt? maybe you were Makrivit Botinit Baninas, because the children of Aaron were Oinanim, not of Aviu and Nifta. They were Oinanim, an Oinan which is Makrivit Avodosik Psula. Were they Makrivit Baninas, and that's why you're burning the Chatos? Says Aaron, no, they weren't Makrivit. My children weren't Makrivit, I was Makrivit. And the Halacha is a Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinan. A Kohen Gadol can't be Makriv, unlike a Kohen, a Kohen Gadol can't be Makriv Oinan. And I was Makrivit. And therefore, that's not why it's being burnt. Why was it being burnt? The Gemara says, either it became nitzma, or because they couldn't eat it, because the Oinim can't eat. Even a Kohen Gadol can only be makriv, he can't eat. Rashi brings down this machlekes. Al kaponim lebadnu mikan, it's mefurish in the psukim, with the way Chazal teach it, that who was makriv the soirish chodesh on Yom Shmini lemiluim? Aaron HaKohen. And Rashi tells us in Sof Pikudei, it's mefurish in the psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu did that avodas hayom. So the Mizrahi in Sof Pashat Pikudei suggests the answer that maybe the whole, whatever Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was makriv the Kabbalah Sibba, that was all before the Shechina came down. The Psukim says that there were Aaron was all the Kabbalahs he put on the Mizbeach, and then Vateitze Eish B'lifnei Hashem, the Eish came down, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, the Samach Aleph from the base, a Gecheles Noflom HaShemayim, a piece of wood fell down from Shemayim on the Mizbeach, lit up all the kabbalas, and that piece of wood stayed. That Ish Bnei Shemayim stayed right until Mishkan, they built the Beis HaMikdash. Up till that point, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodas HaTzibur, and Aaron did the kabbalas Bo B'Yayim. But once the Ish came down, it was back to a regular day, and Aaron, Akohen, one of them were makriv all the kabbalas. And Oibazoi, the Soyer Shchedesh, will suggest, happened after Vateitzei Ish. And Rashi, the Emerson Pesachim Pei Beis HaMikdash says, that the Sirish Chodesh was Nikrav at the end after everything happened. That is the Guari, the Morel's Teretz and Sof Pashat Pikudei. The Guari. But the Divra Guari, Tumuim Ba'id. Because the Pusik says in Pashat Pikudei, Vayosim is a Menorah, Vayala Neiris. Moshe Rabbeinu put the Menorah there and he was Malin the Neiris. When is one Malin Neiris? One is Malin Neiris, Beinu Abayim. It says, Vayaktik Toiris. Rashi says, Shachris Va'avis. Moshe Rabbeinu did the Ketoyos of the Shachris and the Ketoyos of Bein Abayim. So it's obviously in Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu did the whole Avodas Hayom of Yom Shmini Yom Rum, even after the Eish came down. The Eish came down in the morning, before the Ramal of the Neiris and Makti Ketoyos. So we're back to the problem. How can the Psukim say the way Rashi writes in the Pashas Pikudei that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah, when we've got before Rosh Psukim in Pashas Shmini that Moshe, that Aaron HaKohen was Makiv the Soir Shredish? The Levush, as a parish of Atayra and Sopash Pikudei, and the Maskil of David, the David Padoi, they suggest a different answer. They suggest that Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Makiv, the Kabbalist Sibba is only referring to the Tmidim, the Ketayris and the Neiris, that was bought every single day. That was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. Over the Soir Shchoydesh, that belonged to the Kedushas Hayoyim. The Shchoydesh Nissen was Mechayavit. Anything belonging to the Kedushas Hayoyim, that was done by Aaron Avonov, like the Kabbalah's boy B'yom of Pashas Shmini. And this Soirah Chatos, like we said, was the Soirah Shchedesh. The Soirah Shchedesh had a din of the Kabbalah's of Yom HaShmini that had to be done by Aaron. And I believe everything will be good, but Mr. Svar, it's very difficult to understand that Pashas, the Soirah Shchedesh, should have the same din of the Tzmidin and Musafim. So this is our Kabbalah, Shittas Rashi, Sof Pashas Pikudei. The Ramban, however, has a whole different pshat. The Ramban is Sof Pashas Pikudei. He doesn't even bring Rashi down the way we have it. He just teaches the Psukim in a completely different way. And according to him, the Kasha doesn't start. The Ramban teaches the Psukim. The Ramban says, the Pasuk says, Yoim chodesh rishon be'echel ha'chodesh chodesh nissan tokim you should erect as mishkan olam moed. That the Psukim say afterwards, that you should do the arichas haneiros, you should do the arichas ha'shulchan. The Ketoyos and the Tomid, that's going back on the Shemesh Yimei Miluim from Chof Gimel Adar till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Ramban Metzim is draining the Psukim in Sof Pashas Pikudei. And the Pasuk which goes weiter, Vayibyom Chodesh Rishon, on the first of Nissan, Hukkah B'Mishkan, fine. Vayokim Moshe Tzav Mishkan, Ramban said that's going back on the Shemesh Yimei Miluim. And then all of that was done in the Shemesh Yimei Miluim. So according to Ramban, we've got no Psukim which tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu did anything on the Yom HaShemini, and we can learn our Pashas Kipshutai that everything was done by Aaron HaKohen. But perhaps the reason why Rashi didn't learn like the Ramban was not only because the Psukim are very dochuk, because according to the Ramban comes out a Chiddush, which is l'chayr, not like Rashi in this week's Sedra. Rashi in this week's Sedra brings down the Torah's Kohenim, and the Seder Olam, that was Asora Torahs we mentioned, there was 10 Torahs, it was 10 times the first, Yom Shemini L'Miluim. It was the first of the week, the first of the month. And one of the things mentioned there is Rishon L'Seder Avodah. And Rashi explains in Masechta Shabbos, Zayin Mabes, I think it is, Rashi says, what's Rishon L'Seder Avodah? The first day that the Tzmidin were being hukraf. Until then, in the Shemini L'Miluim, there was no Korban Tomid, there was no Ketores, there was no Neiros. It all started Yom Shemini L'Miluim. According to that, there's no way you can touch the Psukim in some Pashas because it is going back to the Shivasi Meiluim. Because according to the Ramban, we've got Mufurish Psukim, then Shivasi Meiluim, there was Neiros, there was Ketores. So basically, if we learn the Psukim in some because they like Rashi, we have one Chiddush. We have a Chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Kabbalah Sibyl, which is the Shvara Chiddush from the Sarish Chiddush. If we learn the Psukim like the Ramban, we've got another Chiddush. We've got a Chiddush that the Shivasi Meiluim, there was a Seder Avodah. There's no way in the Torah mentioned that the Shivasi Meiluim, there was a Tomid, there was Ketores, there was Neiros. It was never told to do such a thing, according to Ramban, Mufurish Psukim in the Torah. There's a third pshat in self-pashas pikudei, which according to that, both the chiddush of the Rashi and the chiddush of the Rambam fall down. The Rashbam titles the psukim in a whole different way there. The Rashbam says, "Vayal alavus aneiros," doesn't mean Moshe or Aaron did the neiros today. "Vayal alavus aneiros" means Moshe Erech put up the menorah and set it up today that Aaron should later on be able to be ma'ala the neiros every day. "Vayal alavus aneiros" means he did it today that Aaron should always be able to be ma'ala the oila. So according to that, it could be going Yom Shemini, that's not going back on Moshe Rabbeinu Bechlal. So we've got here three ways how to learn the whole Parshas of Parshas Pekudei. Either it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Shemini, or it's going on Aaron, and then we've got a Chiddush that there was Akravas, Tamid Musaf in the Shavuot Meimiluim. Or we've got the other Ashbam, that it means Moshe set it up Kedei, that Aaron Avonim should be able to do it Kol Hayomim, and then we don't have any other Chiddush. That's one aura. If we go right in the Parsha tells us that they were makriv all the kabbonis. Hayoim, Aaron was makriv his kabbonis, he had special kabbonis for the day, oila and achatos. And he was makriv on behalf of Klal Yisrael, oila, shlomim, a mencha. And then the pasuk says, in Perek Tes, pasuk of Gimel, Vayovoi Moshe v'Aaron at oil moyed. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron went into the oil moyed, and then vayetsu, they came out, v'yivalchu so'om. And the pasuk doesn't say what they did there. Rashi says, "Lo menichnasu." Why did they go in? So Rashi brings down a Torah's Kohenim. They went in to be makriv. Moshe should teach Aaron how to be makriv the Keteris. That's what Rashi says. Moshe went in to teach Aaron how to be makriv the Keteris. So again, who was be makriv the Keteris? That will depend on the machlokes we spoke about till now. According to Rashi in Parshas Pekudei, it was Moshe was be makriv the Keteris because Moshe did the Chabonus Sivot. And if you go like the Porsche path, it'll be Aaron who's Makrif Keteres. That will depend on that, who's actually be Makrif Keteres. But they went in to be Makrif Keteres. And here there are two auras which we have to tell on Rashi on this Keteres. Aura number one is the Mizrahi Asli Kasha. That there's a Mishnah Menachas Taf Memtes. Ein Mechanchin is a Mizbeach, we're not Mechanich the Mizbeach Azov, Ela Bekteres Lebein Abayim. You put up the Mishkan, you put up the Bishnah Mikdash, everything is ready, but there's Alochas Chinuch. Hi, you're makriv. And the first time you're makriv on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you're makriv the Ketores Shel Ben Abayim. You give the Ketores Shel Shachar Amis. Because that's the mitzvah's chinuch, the Gemara learns out from Psukim there, that we're makriv on the first time Ketores from Tomit Shel Ben Abayim. So there's a pele. Here's the first time there's actually chinuch going on in the Mishkan. And who's being makriv the Ketores? When are they being makriv? They're being makriv Ketores Shel Shachar. This is the Mizrahi's Kasha and all the Mefarshim mix on this Kasha. So I saw a teretz, a big chiddush, I'll share with the olam, in Perish Be'er HaSadeh, the Friedeke, Perish, in Sof Pashas Pekudei. He brings down the Mizrahi's Kasha there. And he wants to say a chiddush. He wants to suggest that Enochanam, they won't be Makrif Ketores here in the Mizbeach. There's a famous Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nontes. Mizbeach Shenecha. If the Mizbeach is not there, the Halach is Maktir and Ketores Bim Kaimoy. You could be Makrif Ketores on the Ritzv of the Heichel in the place of the Mizbeach. The Ritzvah Sahechel has the Kedusha of the Mizbeach be Makrif Ketores on. Mizbeach Shenech and Makhtiyin Ketores Bim Koimri. Says the Be'er HaSadeh Enochanam, they won't be Makrif Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They put the Mizbeach HaPnimi, they moved it away, and they would be Makrif on the Ritzvah. The Halacha of Ya'ein Mechanchen Sa Mizbeach Ele B'Ketores Shel Ben Abayim. The Mizbeach, the first time we use the Mizbeach, is with Ketores of the afternoon, Ketores of Ben Abayim. Oh, but even beforehand in the morning, you can be mapping Mizbeach on the Ritzbah. So, Enachanam, this Ketairis, the Rashi says, and Moshe and Aaron went in to be mapping Ketairis, was the Ketairis on the Ritzbah was not Ketairis on the Mizbeach. This is a beautiful Teretz to Be'er HaSodeh. But there's one hitch. Be'er HaSodeh is a very, very big Kiddush. What's this halacha Mizbeach Shenerka Maktiyin Ketairis B'mkoymi? It's not a Mizbeach. The Teretz is that the Ritzbah Sahechel has the Kedusha of the Mizbeach. And to the grace of Mokim to say that this din never was in the Gea in the Mishkan, only in the Bisa Mikdosh. The Bisa Mikdosh, which was discouraged, like the Mishnah, Gemaras and Shavuos with the Toidah, they were Mikdosh the Ritzbah. It had Kedushas HaMokim. And the Kedushas HaMokim has a din that you can be Makiv Ketayrus Bim Koimai in the Eichel. But the Mishkan was temporary. We put it up here, clapped it, put it somewhere else. There was no Kedusha to the Mokim, to the floor of the Mishkan. It wasn't never in the Skadish. Mizbeach Shenerek HaMaktiyin Ketayrus Bim Koimai, these Kedushas HaMokim. And L'chayra, only the Bisa Mikdosh should we say that, not in the Mishkan. And I looked around a bit and I saw it's a great Samachlek as Achrayinim. The Pshuel of Diskin in Pashas Tetzaveh takes on also that the Mishkan has it. But the Mishkan Chochma and the Netziv in Pashas Pikudei and the Chazanish in Kamas and Aleph both speak through about that the Mishkan has no din. The Mishkan has no din of Mizbeach Shenerek HaMaktiyin Ketayrus Bim Koimai, only the Bisa Mikdosh, which the Mokim was in Skadish. So according to them, we come back with the problem, how could it be Makti Ketayrus here? On the floor, there was no din. You couldn't be Makti on the floor of the Heichel in the Mishkan. On the Mizbeach, Heimachantin, Ella, Bektayrus, Shalbeinu Abayim. So we're back to the problem, how could it be Makti Ketayrus in the morning?
Of the Chinuch in the Mizbeach, of the Mokoyim, after the first Chinuch. But not before that.
No, because the Chinuch is only Chinuch in the Mizbeach, not Chinuch in the Mokoyim.
But before Chinuch was not so, it was nothing.
It was a Mizbeach. Mizbeach doesn't mean it's not Mizbeach for them. The right that is, it's a very good child, the right that is that the Chazal say, Gemara Bava Basra, that there were 10 menorahs in the Bisa Mikdosh of Shlomo, and you only lit one of them. So you see clear that it has a din menorah, and it has all the din even before the Chinuch. It's not fair, it's not there, it's halacha in the Chinuch Mizbeach. The Briskov and Chazanish both speak it through. Akoponim, they come back to Kasha, how could there be Makti Ketayrus in the. But if we'll take on the chiddush we saw from the Ramban earlier, that in the Shivas Yimei Miluim they did the Avodah Setzibah. In the Shivas Yimei Miluim they were Makiv Ketayrus, and they lit the menorah, and they bought the oila, the Talmud every single day, or the Kasha doesn't start, because they already had this chiddush in the Shivas Yimei Miluim. And we'll say the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Elachanam, the first day of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, they were Makiv Ketayrus only in the afternoon, not in the morning. So they were only Makiv Ketayrus, and there, I was ready the Shchanuch from Chof Gimel Adar. There's no problem to be makif name Ketayrus in the Ketayrus Shoshacha. So the question falls away. The question is only chal if we'll take on they weren't makif Ketayrus Shmini Lemiluim. They were only makif Ketayrus the first time now on Yom Shmini Lemiluim. The first time makif Ketayrus, about the halacha is you can only be makif on the afternoon and not in the morning. There's one more aura which we'll mention very briefly, which is in the timing of this Ketayrus. We mentioned before that they were makriv all the Kabbalahs, and then the Pasuk says, Vayovi Moshe va'aron el oil moed. They went into the oil moed, and actually said to be makriv Ketayrus. The timing seems to be wrong. The halacha is that Ketayrus Shul Shacha is nikrav bein dam le'ivarim, a Mishnah Yoma. You're makriv the Ketayrus Shul Shacha between the zrikas adam of the Tomid and the Ketayrus Eivarim of the Tomid. And we say every single morning in Abayayayim. You do the dam, you zoyv the dam atomid, then we makriv kabbalas, and only then are we makti the tomid. And here the pasuk says that they were makriv all the kabbalas, so obviously they've already done the tomid, and only then did v'yovi Moshe v'ad el moed. And this kasha too, the Mizrahi asks. And the emes, the kasha is already asked by the Ravid and Toyas Koenim. And the Ravid and Toyas Koenim says that the pasuk is a muktamu ucha batayra. This pasuk Vayovi Moshe va'aron el oil moed is in the wrong place. It's meant to be right at the beginning of Parshas Shmini, after they were zoyek the dam atomid, and before they put the Evarim on the Mizbeach, then they were makti the Ketayrus. And all the Mefarshi Rashi mentioned this, none of them saw the Ravid. The Ravid says it's in the wrong place. But the emphasis is, the question of the Ravid and the Mizrahi also needs appeal. The halacha bin dam le'ivorim is always between the dam and the haktoras le'ivorim. Here, they weren't makif the le'ivorim yet. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says they were makif the kabonos and they put it on the mizbeach. Afterwards, vayovi Moshe Aaron el oil moed, to be makif k'tayis, and then only afterwards, vateitha ish b'fnei Hashem, the fire came down, the ish b'Hashem we spoke about earlier, and was makif all the kabonos. The fire came down and lit it. So what's the question? The halacha bin dam le'ivorim is pashas before the haktoras le'ivorim. Otu name, can one not put the ivorim on his bech before the fire? Can one not put the ivorim on his bech before you makta the ketores? They weren't makta yet, there was no fire there. Here it was completely different. Normally you take the ivorim, you throw it on the fire. Here it was different, they put the ivorim on his bech and the fire came down in Hashemayim. So what's the kasha b'chlal of the Mizrahi and the Raivad of that they have to be makrif the ketores before the ivorim? The haktoras ivorim hadn't taken place yet. So very briefly, I think over here is Mavu and the Rav of the Mizrahi, a big chiddush which is known for Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska shtel davek, we don't have time to speak about it by Riches, but he shtel davek and he said, Halo'o t'chilas haktara. When one is makte evorim on the Mizbeach, when one's makte, makriv, you put it on the Mizbeach, you're already starting haktara. Halo'o, putting it on, Tchilas Haktara, that's the beginning of the Haktara. And if you look in Torah, every time the Pasuk says Vayakdir, the Unkelus touches it as Vayasik, to put on. The putting on the beginning of the Haktara, Reb Chaim explained with that, that's why in Lina by Eles Barish Mizbeach, the minute you put a korban on the Mizbeach, even if you don't put it on the fire, morning comes, it doesn't get nifsal, the Plolina. Because the Haktara has already started, Halo'o Tchilas Haktara. If we take on this, he says Halo'o Tchilas Haktara, then we understand that Mizrahi and the Ravid's problem. Moshe Aaron's already put up the Ivorim Mizbeach, the Haktorah already started. The Haktorah is to be bought before the Haktorah, so it has to be put, be makted before the Halal. You have to be makted even before you put on the Mizbeach. And here they've already put the Ivorim on the Mizbeach. How can there be the Haktorah afterwards? The Mizrahi bleibt schwer, and the Ravid says, hey, Mukhtar Mukhim Matayra, let's take this Pasuk and put it in on the Pasha. Now let's go on to one third Aura. Let's just speak a minute about Nodav Vavu. The Pasuk carries on later, V'yikhu b'nei Aaron Nodav Vavu ishmachtosei. They took the ish, they machta, and they put on an ish. V'yisimu le'e ketayus ve'akriv l'fnei Hashem, ish zorach le'tzeve oysom. V'atei tse ish l'fnei Hashem ve'yoychel oysom. And Nodav Vavu were consumed by the fire. And we all know Chazal say many reasons why they died. Gemara in Erevin, Rashi brings down, Moir ha'locha b'fnei Rabboi, they paskin that they told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't just rely on the Ish b'Nashamayim, the mitzvah lehevim in a hediot. We have to bring our own wood and make our own siddur maroch on the Mizbeach. Rashi brings out another pshat, shesuya yayin, they had drunk in the revius wine. Another pshat, chazal, they hadn't done kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And since I'm a child, I never understood this. Why do chazal have to give different reasons why it happened? Why didn't they say the poshta reason? They were makriv, ketoyra, shaloi, kedin, no one told them to. Why are we looking for different reasons here? And the chayr of the answer to that is, when I grew older I realized, that there's no chiyuv misa pashtas for somebody which is makrif a ketores nadovo. It's socha koil ala, v'loisa saying soch pashtas to tzave, v'loisalu ala ketores oro. One mustn't be male, anything that mizbeach ha'pnimi, which you're not mechayiv to. There's no chiyuv misa nashamayim. So Chazal are asking, why did they die? Why is there misa? Mora aloch b'fnei rabbi, chayiv misa. They didn't do, there was suya yayin, chayiv misa. But the emes says this could be the kushya miyikara leisa b'chlam. There's a great chiddush in Tosis in Erevin. On that gemara there, the gemara says they were only chayav misa because they were moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. They said, my dorosh, they said you have to bring esh min ahediot. Don't just rely on the fire min hashamayim, you have to bring esh min ahediot. So Tosis says, it sounds like from that, but then where were they makriv this keteris? The halacha of esh min hashamayim came down on mizbeach achitzoyim. And the halacha is, don't rely on Eish Ibn HaShemayim, also bring Eish Ibn HaHediot. We normally know Ketores one brings in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So how does Eish Ibn HaShemayim come into Mizbeach HaPnimi? There is no Eish Ibn HaShemayim there. Says Tosfos, Hayros Shah Hayso. It was Hayros Shah that they should bring this Ketores, they should bring in the Mizbeach HaChitzin. And they were told to bring in the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Hayros Shah from the Rebenshlin. And they said, if we bring in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, hey! We can't rely on Ishmael Shemayim, we need to bring Ishmael Hediot. That's what Tosfos says in Erevin. Al Kaponim Lamadnu Mi Tosfos, that this Ketores was a Yerasha. It wasn't the Ketores Shaloi Kedin. The Ketores was Kedin, they were told to bring Ketores on Mizbech Chitzin. Just like the Nesim were told to bring Ketores on the Mizbech Chitzin. Why the chayav misa? Moir halacha b'fnei rabbi. Shesu yayin. They didn't finish the daven raglaim. Like the reasons Chazal give. Tosfos brings down over that in Torah's Purim is mashma that they were makriv l'fnei l'fnim in the kodesh kotchen. And the Tosfos Shalom in the Yom Daf Nun Gimel says the same thing. And Tosfos Shalom adds on that, but that was also Yerusha. So it comes out even if they bought it in Kodesh Kotchen, there was also Yerusha to bring it in the Kodesh Kotchen. And the Mishlei Melech brings this down in Pig, basically our Mishkan. And the Mishlei Melech says, you know why they were meant to bring in the Kodesh Kotchen? Why they were told to do it? Because it was like Yom Kippur. It was just like Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur one does, if Nai Lefim, at the Kedush of Yom Kippur that day. Mishra Rabbeinu, Yerusha. The Moir of the Rabbah was the firewood. However, this is Tosfos Shitta. The Rabbah than Torah's Kohenim, though, is clear that it was not, it was their own Ketores, which they were bringing spontaneously, no one told them to. So then the question comes back, so why don't we say that's the Chiyav Misa? Now that the answer is the Chiyav Misa, there is no Chiyav Misa for bringing Ketores Zara. But then I looked around and I saw a Peledik Abis Yosef, in Orech Chaim, Simon Kuf Chof Gimel. The Bais Yosef brings down a Ma'ariv Avuav, that the Ma'ariv Avuav says that one should not say Ketores Shaloi Bichsav, only say inside the famous din. Shemo will miss out one of someone, v'im chisa achas mikol samanei achayav miso. And the Bais Yosef says, im the din yes tshuva, who said there is b'chal achiyav misa for someone which missed out someone? And maybe there's only achiyav misa if you do it lefnai lefnem, you achayav misa on the beer in Konis going into the Kodesh Kotchen. Says the Bais Yosef weiter, and even if we're going to say there is a chiyav misa for bringing Ketores Zara, like we find with Bnei Aaron, sheneschayvu misa, mipnei shektiru Ketores Be'ez Zara. Says the Bais Yosef, no, that's only if you're makhtir, not if you bring it. Back upon we learn from the Bais Yosef. Bais Yosef, like it says such a pshat. Bais Yosef suggests in Arachayim Kuf Chokimel that the chiyav misa was for bringing Ketores Zara. And then I looked around a bit and I saw it's a Manda Omer in Torah's Kohenim, not like Rashi brings down. Rabbi Kiva says in Torah's Kohenim, in the beginning of Achrei Mois, Al Hakrova Mesu. They were Chayiv Misa on the Hakrova. And the Rabbi says, there, Svirlele Rabbi Kiva, there's a Chayiv Misa on Ezorah. So we've got here a new Pshat here, the Pesukim. We've got the Pshat of the Chazal, Mora Alocha, and Torah says it was a Rasha. They were meant to bring it, it was a Zaydi Gavira. We've got the Pshat of the Bais Yosef, which is Das Rabbi Kiva in Torah's Kohenim, beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Chiyav Misa was for bringing Ezara, and there is a Chiyav Misa for bringing Ezara. It's like if you miss out someone in your Chiyav Misa, if you're Maktik Torah's Nadovi, you're also Chiyav Misa. I just want to finish off with one Vart, one Deher, which we can take with us. We're starting now right after Pesach. And we just got a Merdek Chizuk in Emunah and Bitochen, the Yimei Pesach. I just want to finish off with one Deher on the Parsha. We spoke about the different reasons why the Chayav Misa. And the Mefarshim asked that in Parshas Ekev, the Torah tells us a whole different reason. The Torah tells us, Ba'aron is anaf Hashem oid. Hashem was very angry with Aaron about the chet of the eagle. And because of that, he was goes on Aaron to kill two of his children. And the question is, so why? Since I'll give you different reasons. We know that the reason is because of the chet eagle. And I once heard the beautiful teretz. Hashem's judgment is not like the judgment of every judge. A judge gives a punishment to somebody, he doesn't take anybody else into consideration. Not his wife, not his children, not his family, nobody. When Hashem gives a punishment to somebody, everybody which suffers by that punishment has a reason why he's getting it. No punishment, no one suffers anything without a reason. If Nodav Aviyu were killed by the chet of the Ketores, it's a punishment for Nodav Aviyu, and we have to give reasons what Nodav Aviyu did wrong. But it's a punishment for Aaron, and we have to give a reason for Aaron. And this is the chizik which we can take from Pesach. The Rabban says in Sof Parshas Boy that when a Nisman Fusomim or the Moida Nisman Historium, the Tachlis of Pesach wasn't just for Pesach, for the Nisman Gluyim, to see the Ashkocha in what happened one off Nes of Kriyas Yamsov. The lesson of Pesach is that we should take that every single day life. We have to see it in every single day's life and has to realize that in Spoinim, everything which is happening is Yeshdin, Yeshdain, and there's a reason for every single thing. The second day Pesach we know, Mishavur brings down the Mitzvah Sudas Esther. Because the Sud of Esther, which he said, Miuzeh Be'ezu, Omen Rosh Nazeh, happened the second day Pesach. That's when it fell out. And always wonders why Dafke second day Pesach. And the answer is, the first night Pesach, we celebrate the biggest Nes Goli, Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. But we go right into the second day Pesach, and that's the day that the Nes of Purim, which was all Nissan Nistorium, which didn't, but you have to realize, the Bispoinim, Nes of Purim, the second day Pesach, we have to go and take that message of Pesach into everyday's life. Everything has a cheshbon, every single thing which happens in the life has the exact hashkocha plotis. There's a reason why Nozva Viu were nifta, and there's a reason why Aaron had to lose his two children. I just want to finish off with one story I saw. A beautiful story, do I have a moment? I saw a story which might hit me on Pesach. There was a manal and cheder, and he sees that one of his rebbes, which never left the classroom in the middle of the day, and suddenly he runs out of his classroom in the middle of the class, and he sees him on the phone one moment. Did you take the garbage out? And has the garbage been collected yet? Silence, and he didn't know what the other guy was saying. Okay, sure, goes back to his class. And he couldn't understand it. And afterwards, in the break, he asked the rebbe, what was going on there? And the rebbe said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm making chasna in a few months, and I took a gemach. And I took the money from the gemach and I put it in my suit. And suddenly in the middle of class I remembered that my wife told me that she's clearing out all my old suits. So I just felt responsible. I called up a moment, did you take the rubbish out? Yes. Did you take the garbage out? Yes. So then she said, what should I, is everything alright? And I said, sure. So the manal said to the rebbe, what did you do then? What did you do afterwards? So I went back and I gave him a lesson. Were you calm? Yes, I was calm. He said, how did you manage to do it? So you just lost your money from your gemach. You're making chasna, you needed the money, how did you live it? So he said, I heard from a mashkiach, Gdali Eisner, mashkiach in Dusharim Bnei Brak, one line which kept me going for life. We were created for moments like these. This is what we were created for. These moments to take to the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nesgolui, and put the Intash Kocha Potter to realize everything for good or bad which happens in our life has an exact reason. This is what we created for. If you miss that moment, you're missing what you were created for. So this is the chizuk which we can take from another of our view. Shkoyach to everybody, and I've printed out the share. Anybody wants a copy, you can take it.
Continuation for what Moshe said, since it's been this man, it was good cash on the excuse of not going into the Dinum of Libun, but Moshe asked the question, if the Gemara gives in Ayurveda so many reasons, why don't we stick with what the Parsha says clearly? It said that the reason that they suffered and they died is because they came in Hashem Aishsuru, Asher Loitzivu Oisom. The Nuda Bavi died simply because that the Moishlerim didn't command them to do this particular Akrubus Akatelus. And I heard once Hashem Svasemus, a very deep vote, that in Emerson the word mitzvah is associated with tzavsa, it's like a connection. Person does a mitzvah, he's really connected with the Rebbein Shalom in a way that although the Rebbein Shalom is a Eisha Cheles and he's an all-consuming fire, how could the person possibly do a mitzvah and survive it? But the answer to that is because it says, Eilam is the person should do v'chai bohem. And the Rebbein Shalom gives a protection that the person should survive, and not only that it gives him an ongoing boost for his life, sustains him, and even creates within him an ability to live on and to do more and more mitzvahs. So that Vochai Bohem is a counteractive, so to speak, to him literally not expiring at the point of him doing mitzvahs, because although the mitzvah connects him to his creator and its solution of tzavsa, at the same point the Rebbein Shlom protects him because he's got the Vochai Bohem. Here they went in, they were at a tremendous point of elevation. They wanted to come close to the Rebbein Shlom. The reason why they brought this Eish Zuru was, so to speak, because they wanted to have a moment where they wanted to become even closer to the Rebbein Shlom in the midst of the Torah. But the Torah says there was only one problem. Asher lo yitzivu. If you haven't got that protection of Chai Bohem, then you haven't been commanded. And therefore, if you're so close with the Rebbein Shlom, the obvious channeling of that, the obvious continuation is that the Rebbein Shlom and you are so close and intimately connected at this point, they automatically expired. Reminder that the Tarsh and the Pusik is actually Tzivu Oysom was a consequence of the fact that they were not commanded, they did not have the protection of Vochai Bohem, of the Kiyam HaMitzvos. Reminder as a Tetsuah they died. But that was just in past, because you mentioned the Gemara and Ivan of the reasons why.
You start to say, why in that case do we look for other reasons?
Oh, no, so I'm saying that's the real reason which the Torah says that's the push-up. That's the push-up to Asher Tzivu, that the Taka did it, but why did they die as a result? They died because it was a consequential death. It was nothing else, because the fact they were so closely connected to the Rabban Shlulam and they didn't have the protection of a Chai, in Maile they expired. Okay, so now just one brief thing, because there's a whole parsha of kusha animals, and this is the set of, so to speak, Shmini, where we've got this. So I'll share with you something which I heard very, very briefly from Rav Shaul Alter. And he says, the Moir Dikevot, the Rosh Hashivas Vasemes. He says that we come to the subject of Haimus Temayus Chaisters, we come to the subject of fish. Then the Torah gives us two clear, definitive characteristics. One of them is that they have to have snappy vekaskeses, fins and scales. Now, the Gemara says in Chil that if it's got a snappier, then automatically, if it's got kaskeses, then automatically it's kusha. Because every fish that has got scales has got fins as well. So the Gemara says, if so, then why bother with the characteristic of snappy altogether? Just say that a fish that has scales is kusha, because it for sure has fins as well. So Gemara answers a very strange answer. Gemara says, in Chil, Yag le Teure v'yadi. Rabban Shlulam, so to speak, has given more details in the Torah. It's embellishing it, and it's making it more interesting. So, Memal Yag le Teure v'yadi. The Kasha is a starke Kasha. The Chayr of the Teretz of the Gemara is a Zoivya Adrish. But what's the answer? So he said, that those two descriptive characteristics of a fish are something with a much deeper connotation. Because snappier and kaskeses, it's referred to what are they really? Scales on a fish are essentially there because the Rabban Shlulam helped them against predators. Other fish that come to hunt them and to eat them, to consume them, the strength of that sirion, of that panzer, of that armor, so to speak, makes it more difficult for them to penetrate the softer skin beneath. So therefore, that's the reason why they've got scales altogether. What's the purpose of the fins of the snappier? To propel them from A to B. They are here, they want to move forward, they swim, they use their fins, they are here, and they want to get further ahead. So I said, we've got the same characteristics about people. And the Torah is a Lushan Hoirua. We need to learn something about us. We are, naturally, people who are very, very protective of our domain. I get up in the morning, I go to daven 3 times a day, I eat kusha, I learn a daf ayomi. I'm there to protect. Come to criticize me, why should you criticize me? There's lots of people who are less than me. Therefore, the kaskeses, so to speak, is to say, I'm fine the way I am. I've just got this protective covering. That's fine. I've got a kusha simon. Says the Torah, yeah, it's taka true. But there's one other point which you've avoided, and that is that it's not a question of being status quo. Man is there in this world that he should move forward. And that is symbolized by the fins. Because the snappier moves you forward and propels you like it does the fish from A to B, and therefore you're constantly growing. If you're constantly growing, so the Gemara's Teretz is the Chmoyrde. The Gemara asks, why do you have the simon of snappier? If every fish that's got a kaskeses automatically has a snappier, why do you need to have it all together? Just mention the characteristic of kaskeses. And for the Gemara, Yagdil Teure V'yade, a Mensch will doch größer werden. A person has to increase, has to propel himself, has to move forward from A to B. Now today is a Yutzat of Dudi's father, and he cannot have a better vehicle of somebody who helps so many people in this room and throughout, all those people that are listening to it, to have the missing of Yagdil Teure V'yade, because as a result of his efforts, and this week particularly, I was just sharing a small taster of the efforts that he got just to procure the photograph of a particular speaker for next week, and the hours that he spent on it, just for that extra little bit of detail to know, so that the people should have a variety of different speakers. Of Amis gesucht geworden, the missing von Jagdl Teure V'yade, Ben Yechabed Av, and I shall have from so verlechtigen, geneiden, in Chaim Arichem, and...
This week's Torah Shiurim have been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas Rav Shimon Michal Tzvi ben Rav Brom on the third yotzeit of Rav Shimon Iskovich, Nivla Chofei Nissen Toshin Ein Dalet. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Oimer Rutsa Kodesh Bokhul Zakh Yisrael, Lefi Chofei.